This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
What? What? Come on, you got to agree with me a little bit.
I honestly thought I could keep a straight face through this thing. Who hurt you?
No, I'm not the Scrooge.
That is of the worst things another human being has ever said.
Well, no, it's not.
So there's a story. Denver dude was on his roof hanging Christmas lights.
Yep.
While his 8-year-old held the ladder.
Okay, there's something wrong.
Now, unless that 8-year-old's been on steroids for a while and has an unbelievable core. Yo, bro.
Yeah, that might not have been good.
Not a fantastic plan.
Yeah.
He realized at certain point that was not a good idea. He started to climb down. Ladder slid out from under him.
Oh.
He fell about 8 feet.
Oh.
Has a broken leg, dislocated ankle.
Da-da-da.
Needs a couple surgeries.
Jeez.
And he will now be laid up for the holidays.
That sucks.
So before we get to what is so insane about this story as it relates to Steve, to get your mind on what we want to talk to you guys about, we want to hear when you got hurt for the holidays.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Hanging lights or somebody broke up with you or we've got some really interesting little things like getting carpal tunnel syndrome from writing too many Christmas cards.
Uh-huh.
Here's where, so we're on the side over here. We want hurt for the holidays stories.
Mm-hmm.
On the side over here, when Steve and I were discussing this fellow who let his 8-year-old hold the ladder and then falling, he brought this up. Here's the rest of the story. Firefighters and paramedics have to come because he hurt himself.
Yeah.
Firefighters stuck around and hung the rest of his lights for him.
Oh.
Oh.
What? That's all I said was, oh. Wasn't that all I recall?
Off the air, Steve said, and I can't quote it exactly, but I think I can. I think I, in the years I've known you, I think I can do a pretty mean Steve.
Okay, that's not.
That was cool, he hung the lights, but am I not paying you to fight fires?
Okay, I didn't. That was
am
not.
I,
okay, wait a second.
Is your job to hang lights or is your job to fight fires?
Okay, I'm just saying. It was cute. It's a sweet story, but.
So, so now I, as a taxpayer, am paying you to hang lights for this guy while to hang lights at my house.
Okay, you're right. I was a little.
Like you're saying it, and I'm like, literally, the song is ending, and I'm like, what did you just say?
Nothing. I went, oh.
All I can think about that is,
I know.
Holy cynicism, so, Batman.
But I could just call 911 and have my local fire guys just come over and.
Oh my God. Hey, 911. So I got 4 big trees in the backyard trying to put colored lights on, and I have a hangnail like you would not believe.
You did it for the other guy. You guys
for Glenn Elvenhole.
Yes.
Elvenhole. His name is Elvenhole.
Yeah.
Oh.
Elvenhole.
Oh.
Yep. You can go. Yes.
It's a good thing he's not from Middle Earth.
Or is he?
If not, he should be with that name.
Oh, Glenn.
But see, that is what happens if it's a fire. And then these guys have to get down off the roof.
I just want to make sure that in your head,
put down the eggnog.
This is what you thought happened, right?
What?
They're up there and they're hanging lights. And it's like, rampart, rampart, fire in the middle of blah, blah. And they're going, nope.
Exactly.
Nope.
We're not
finishing this tree. Yeah. Don't you answer that.
Exactly.
Don't you do it.
If I was them, that's what I would do.
I know you would. That's why you're not a firefighter.
Just pretend you didn't hear that call.
Rampart, it's all burning down.
Hey, I got colored lights to deal with here. See, I mean, come on. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. To say, what if there was a fire? I'll tell you, what if there was a fire? They would have stopped.
No, because then they have to climb down. And
Jesus,
then they have to
Steve, they're firefighters. Like, you coming down off a ladder is an all-day event. But these guys go up and down ladders. You are making me, like, this was a feel-good story, and ruining it.
I'm the advocate for the rest of us taxpayers.
Yes. What? I can see you driving by with a megaphone. Are you guys on the clock?
This is Rampart speaking.
Rampart! Dude.
I know. I ruined the sweet.
The whole thing is Glenn Elvenhold, after living a tragic life with that as his last name.
Yeah, that's.
And then falling off his ladder in front of his 8-year-old.
Breaking his leg and.
It's a feel. He's hurt for the holidays, but his lights are up.
Yeah, but meanwhile, houses and buildings are
right. Yeah, you saw it in the news when all of Denver burnt to the ground. Now we know the rest of the story.
See, they were too busy hanging.
Where were they all?
Hammering the name Noel up on a roof somewhere. Yes.
A Merrimack, New Hampshire man was injured while putting Christmas decorations up with a metal pole.
Okay, I meant to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Now, do they make a special metal pole to do your trees and stuff like that outside? Or does everyone have to come up with a rake handle? Are you all making your homemade type of... What mine are you
is,
doing?
Mine is fully engineered from...
I knew it.
Mine too.
I knew
you
it.
You know the things you buy at Costco or whatever that you can shove up in your track lighting that you go...
Yeah.
And
oh,
you
okay.
take them down? It's like three extensions or whatever.
Yeah.
So I take the thing that goes over the bulb and I take that off. And then I grab one of my unused dry cleaner hangers.
Oh, this is
awesome. And some snippers and some duct tape. Beep, beep. And I make a little hook. And then every year I do the hook the wrong way. And I put it up. And it snags a bunch of lights. And I realize it's bad. And I'm like, oh, yeah, last year. And then you make a new hook that's a double-pronged hook.
Dude,
so you can...
Just call the fire department.
So anyway, this dude's got a metal pole. And he's putting lights up.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, his beautiful tree overlooking the, like... 10 billion watt like power lines that go over his house. He's like, I don't know. He just put the lights.
Oh, no, you got
lights. Yeah. Well, I mean, it happens every year. That's why we want Hurt for the Holiday stories. They don't all have to be about holiday lights. Mm-hmm. But, dudes, that's why there's TV commercials where they go, hey, don't put up your aluminum ladder next to a power line. It seems like you wouldn't have to say that. But you do.
I guess so.
Because there's people going, I don't know, I'm going to use a golf club next to us to try to get...
I like your coat hanger at the end.
The coat hanger is... Yeah.
Dexter has a really good question.
Yes.
Are the firefighters coming back to take him down?
Good question! You put him up, you gotta come back.
No, you send the 8-year-old up. The old guy can hold the ladder.
Get your lazy behind.
Taking him down's easy.
My dad used to literally, like, we had one of those big pitched roofs.
Yeah.
And my dad would take, you know, like, tie downs that you use in the back of the truck?
Yeah.
He would fashion, like, a climbing harness out of those and put me in it and then lower me down the shingles of the roof.
Shut
tied
up.
Into that so that I could put the Christmas. I was literally dangling off the side of our roof two stories up in, like, tie downs tied into a harness.
It's too late to call Child Protective Services on your dad, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
That's classic.
So what we want from you is if you've gotten hurt on the holidays, let's give you some examples that aren't just putting lights up. A dude had a foot injury after Christmas shopping in sandals too much.
Oh, well, that's, yeah.
A 37-year-old man suffered a pain after he got angry on Christmas Eve and kicked a picnic table.
Ooh.
I already said the 86-year-old dude got carpal tunnel syndrome after writing too many Christmas cards.
What are you doing? Just they have e-cards.
I'm telling you, just click. print, and then get a signature stamp.
Exactly.
Thanks, Shutterfly.
Thank you, Shutterfly. All right, if you've been hurt for the holidays or you got a good hurt for the holiday story, we want to hear it. Nathan?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, hi. God, there's got to be an easier way to say that.
So we had a 30-foot pine tree outside that we wrapped with Christmas lights, and... to help us do that, we had these long pieces of wood that my dad would hammer nails into to hold the lights.
Okay.
When he was making them, he put them over a banister, and one of his friends held it down with his foot while he was hammering in the nails.
No!
Oh,
no,
my gosh.
No.
Yeah.
And as he struck one of the spikes into the wood, his foot slipped, and it went so hard between his legs that it fractured his hip.
It's like a crucifixion going on here.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Is this not how they figured out how to... Yeah, so Tom was like making some Christmas lights. I got an idea on how to punish people.
Okay. Just drive stakes right in.
So he's got a 16-penny nail through his foot then.
Oh.
No, so he was holding the back end with his foot so that when my dad hit the hammer...
I see. Yeah.
It wouldn't move.
Yeah.
Except that the back end slipped up from under his foot and fractured his hip. It hit him so hard between the legs.
Okay, dang. That makes sense now. Yeah, yeah.
That's
not...
No.
It's still not ideal. How long did that take to heal?
3 weeks in the hospital.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
That's a lifetime of sorrow.
That is awesomely awful. Thank you, Nathan. Michelle.
Yay.
Hurt for the holidays.
Yeah, my boyfriend got a knife. It was like a switchblade for Christmas last year.
Nothing says happy Christmas.
Like, a stiletto knife. Yes. Boot knife.
Okay, yeah, that's awesome.
It was like a little gun, and then you pull the trigger, and the knife pops out.
Yep.
Okay.
And they were outside smoking a cigarette in the dark, and his nephew was holding it, and he reached for it. When he grabbed it, he thought it was closed, but it was open, and he pulled it.
Oh, God. What happened to him?
Okay.
He cut 3 tendons in his fingers. He sliced to the bone.
Jesus. I don't know if you guys know this about me, but clowns, white and creamy,
wood,
different things are my aversions, and injuries to the hands as a guitar player.
Oh,
hand injuries,
right?
Freak me. Yeah, just opening tendons. That's not ideal. Is he okay? Does the hand work?
Can he still smoke cigarettes?
Works now, but he had to go to physical therapy.
During Christmas, that sucks.
Leave it to Steve. Like, there's this whole thing going on. This kid whose life could be ruined is like, I just need to know, can he still smoke? Those tax dollars! We need him still smoking! Thank you for the call, Michelle.
Ouch.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Brian!
Yay! So I was down to my last string of lights, getting ready to hang them up, and I didn't want to get the ladder back out, so I was standing on a chain link fence. That it was a gate part. Well, I didn't realize that the gate was not latched.
Oh, yeah. There's
so I fell on the gate and cut is literally about 3 inches away from my crotch, and I had to have about 18 stitches on my leg.
Like right by your femoral artery. You could die from that.
It was pretty scary, yep. And luckily, obviously, it didn't. But, about 18 stitches later, and I still have the scar today. So
I'm just saying, every man, woman, and child can relate where it's like, I already put the ladder on.
I know, I don't want to go.
I can do this last.
Right, just one little.
I know I can.
Da-da-da.
Just one more.
Yep. Oh,
yeah.
That sucks. Thank you for the call, man. Oh. Debbie.
Hi, my son concealed presents for his sisters with spray foam insulation. Let it cure for 3 days. They stuck their arms in to get it out. It was still wet. It's sealed to their skin.
Yeah.
We had to call the emergency room, and it peeled off their skin in order to get the spray foam insulation off. And one of the people he did that to was my son-in-law, who was a member of Special Forces in the military. Had to do some skin peeling after Christmas presents.
Oh, what the
hell? Why the hell would he do that?
Dang.
Why?
Well, he thought it was a hoot. He hid their presents inside of a styrofoam box and thought it was a great plan. So this year, we're paying him back real good. But
Merry Christmas. Really, I got you a skin graft.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.